Hey guys, this is Skydive Liberation, brought to you by the Splash Bros. I'm Jacob Patty.
I'm Kyler Kianik.
And we have our amazing producer here, Drew. And we are playing live from Sticks and Tones Studios.
Right here in the good old heart of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
So we're going to start today's episode off maybe talking a little bit more about the financials, what you can expect. What is the price of this liberation, this price of freedom?
Yeah. So if you've never done skydiving before and you're interested in doing it and just kind of getting started and you want to, I think we'd both definitely recommend it. And it's recommended kind of through the whole sport to just start with a tandem. If you're wanting to get into it, do a tandem with somebody, experience that feeling of passing the door monster, getting out of the plane and being in free fall, because it's a very, very different thing. And if you've never done it before and you want to just get right into it and jump through AFF, it's really different. And it's definitely recommended to go ahead, do a tandem, so you get that first experience out of the way. And when you're doing your tandem, roughly an average here in Chattanooga, I'll let Jacob explain a little bit more. He's going to know more about it since he works there.
Yeah, so prices, you know, prices do fluctuate, especially with the price of gas and jet fuel changing. Generally, right now, a tandem's going to be costing you $269. And that might seem a bit intimidating, but that's a fairly reasonable price for freedom, I would say.
It's well worth it, because after you've done it, it's for those that aren't really interested in getting into the sport, it is this once-in-a-lifetime thing. So when you think about an experience that is going to last you literally the rest of your life, even if you don't get into it for $270, you're having this experience you will never forget. Even if your family's there watching it, they're never going to get you doing it. So for $270, realistically, that's an incredible price.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, you have to think about it. That's the $14,000. Or the 13.5,
yeah.
Free fall. We also, you know, there's a high altitude tandem experience. We touched on that in our last episode a little bit.
Right.
Tyler went ahead and did that. That is going to be just $100 more. It's $369.
And it's a whole nother minute of free fall. And
it's worth.
Yeah, even at the 13.5 or 14,000 foot jump, you're getting right around a whole minute of free fall, and that is an incredible thing. And then you still have being under canopy and landing and everything, and then you do your high altitude, you know, for $100 more, it feels like an eternity more. For $100, you're getting a totally different experience too.
Yeah, and a lot of places, you know, we throw in a free t-shirt. You get a free t-shirt that says you did the high altitude tandem experience.
That's true. I have one of those.
18,000 fucking feet. That's pretty cool. That's not a lot of people can say that.
Those aren't cheap t-shirts either, you know?
No, they're nice.
They're nice. They're really nice.
And it's pretty cool to have that t-shirt, you know, people.
I wear that proudly.
Yeah, I mean, you're part of the high altitude club, you know?
I got asked about it the other day, actually. I had a chiropractor's appointment, and they asked me about it. Yeah. Yeah, they were asking me, like, oh, you're a skydiver. It's like, yeah. It's like, yeah.
That's, there you go, a price of freedom. $369, you have a physical t-shirt that is a
proof
of your experience. It's a badge. People are gonna ask you about it.
They
holy
are.
Shit, you've skydived? What was that like? So why would you jump out of a perfectly good airplane?
When I got that t-shirt, ever since then, I bet I've been asked at least a dozen times by people just wearing that shirt around the area. Oh, you skydiver, you've done skydiving. It's like, yeah. You know, and then you end up talking to him about it, and everybody that I've talked to while I was wearing it said, oh, I definitely want to try this sometimes. Like, you totally should.
Totally
so it's
should.
It's kind of like a badge, and it'll just that t-shirt alone will start some conversations.
Yeah, and you know, there's also great deals. I know we especially have deals. I'm not too sure the exact prices off the top of my head, but if you are booking your second tandem, like you go up on your first tandem after that $269, generally, drop zones have discounts if you book your second tandem or tandem learning experience the same day. You'll get a big discount.
I didn't even know that. That's good.
Yeah, and I mean, you don't even have to jump the same day. You could just book the next jump.
Yeah. Well, it's like you touched on in our last episode, buying in bulk. And we'll even touch a little bit more on that in just a little bit. But, you know, the more you buy, the better bang for your buck, so to speak.
Yeah, I think money-wise, you know, the tandem experience is something that everyone has to go through, you know. There are lots of ways to go about it. Like, with me, I was working at the Drop Zone. After 90 days, I got a free tandem.
Right, yeah.
Which is definitely worth it.
You know? There's cheaper ways to get into the sport, like Jacob talked about in our last episode. You know, if you start by working for a Drop Zone or at one, you know, you'll get those discounts and even, you know, possibly get some free stuff in there.
Yeah, I mean, hell, if you're a college student, you aren't doing too much on the weekends but partying and having fun, check your local DZ. They would maybe train you to pack tandems. I mean,
yeah, make a little bit of every Drop Zone, it seems like, is always needing packers. You know, they're always needing somebody around.
And that's a great way to get into the sport. You can start paying for it. You probably will get a free tandem out of it.
At least some cool gear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you'll get to meet a lot of people and you'll get into the sport. That's a good idea if you don't have that 269. You don't have that 369, but right. You want the change and you want the freedom. You want the liberation that skydiving brings to you.
Yeah.
You there's always going to be a way to figure it out.
Right. You are going to need a pair of goggles when you go. I don't know if some DZs give them to you. Sometimes they make you pay.
So that is something you do pay for additionally.
Or you can be like me and just have your visor fall off while you're jumping and do it. You know, blind.
Yeah, but you can always bring goggles too. They have that's something we always tell our customers. If you have a pair of goggles, feel free to bring them. Like some people bring, like snowboarding goggles.
That'd work. Yeah, motorcycle goggles, like the motocross ones. Those would probably be good.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, if you're wanting to get into skydiving, it just pay the like $20 and get the. Really skydiving goggles that you'll use.
Yeah, they're cheap, but they work great.
Well, they're cheap, but they're really nice quality.
They're
not like cheaply made. These are like official skydiver goggles. These are what our tandem guys jump with.
Yeah, I used those until probably my 16th or 17th jump. I was doing coach jumps, and that's when I finally got a helmet. And I was using those goggles every time, and I preferred them.
Yeah, I still have my goggles when I first got my helmet, I had a tinted visor, so I couldn't do any like sunset loads or anything. I'd have to put on, you know, the beginner helmet,
right.
And then you keep the goggles around your neck. But no, it's a great way, and that's one thing. You know, if you are a person right now, you're listening to this podcast, and you're like, hell, I don't really know how to do this. I don't know how I'm going to get that money together, but I really need this.
Yeah, if you really want to do it, you can't necessarily afford like the 270. Work there on the weekends. It's something that, you know, it'll take at least a day out of your weekend or something.
Yeah, look up on Facebook, skydiving forums. There's a lot of skydiving forums. They'll be posting jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, Skydive Leipzig right now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've seen
that. They posted. They're hiring for the weekends in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in Germany. You're planning on visiting to Germany. They'll train you to pack tandems.
And honestly, if you were really into it and you actually inquired about it, you know, you never know what it could bring. They might be willing to do some sort of, you know, housing for you or...
Yeah,
or
lots of Drop Zones when you start working at the DZ. They provide housing.
They'll help you out.
Yeah, it's really a great community. And, you know, it might be a little off-putting, that number 269 for one time of experience, but... It's not a one-time experience. It's an experience that's going to follow you for the rest of your fucking life.
It lasts a lifetime.
It does.
You will never forget it.
I haven't met one person who has gone skydiving and doesn't, like, remember it fondly.
You will always remember that first jump. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, say you've done your first tandem, you got into it, you did your first jump tandem, and then you're really wanting to get into it. It's like, okay, I'm going to take the plunge. I'm going to sign up for AFF. That's when it definitely becomes, you know, more pricey. But at the same time, for what you're getting into, for the price of this liberation that you're going to get from skydiving, realistically, it's not that bad. And I'll let Jacob touch on it more.
Yeah, so a lot of Drop Zones, it depends on pricing. But to just pay for AFF alone, which is something you can do. It's generally going to be those first 7 or 8 jumps. And different Drop Zones do different programs. Some don't do an AFF 7 jump program. They do a full 20 jump or 18 jump, and you're doing and pops.
At Chattanooga Skydiving Company, you can get the 25 jump package that'll get you through AFF and all the way to your A license. So you can go from zero jumps, all the way to you were a licensed skydiver. And I want to say I paid somewhere with the USPA fee to join that. It was somewhere right around like $2,700, $2,800 total.
Yeah, and but that's what you're going to be expecting. You're going to be expecting for a full 25 jump package, probably like $2,500 to $3,000. Right. Depends where you are, yeah, and depends the drop zone itself.
Yeah, but that is 25 jumps. That is the gear rentals in it. That is pack jobs for all 25 jumps. That's everything included. You go from having nothing necessarily, no experience, to you go through the jump school, and then you have 25 jumps with gear rental, pack jobs, the coaches, the instructors, everything, and you'll be a licensed skydiver.
And you know what? Guess how much it costs once you have your license to just get a plane ticket, ride up, and go skydive.
What is it here? It's like 34
bucks. 35
bucks. Yeah, right there.
It depends. Some drop zones, you know, it depends the price of jet fuel in the area. It's 25 to 35 bucks.
Yeah.
You're paying that much. Incredible. And then if you work at a drop zone, generally you get a little discount, or some drop zones give you like a free jump at the end of the day if you work there. But no, it's something, you know, initially you're like, oh, that's a bit pricey.
It can be a lot to pay for at once, but like we touched about in our last episode, if you buy in bulk, like Jacob said, you're going to save hundreds of dollars.
Thousands. Yeah. If you were to buy per jump, it's generally like $4,000, $4,500.
That's a good point, yeah.
Because, you know, that's one thing. You're probably going to fail an AFF level or two.
It happens. It happens to everybody, because when you're first getting into it, you're going to make mistakes. It just happens. I know in my Cat D or Cat E or something, where they're finally, you know, they're letting go of you and they're letting you find your own, I messed up so bad. I was unstable and I just couldn't quite get it. I couldn't
potato
make
potato chipping.
Potato chipping, and you can't make the turns right, and you get unstable and you do it. We've all been there. It just happens. It's natural. It doesn't mean you're a bad skydiver. It doesn't mean you failed. It just takes a little bit more time and practice.
Yeah, hell, I know people with like 2,000 jumps. Sometimes they'll just have a bad exit. That just happens.
That's all it takes.
Go out, accidentally do a barrel roll, and then you go.
I still do it. Sometimes I just, like, I knew I should have turned more into the wind, and I didn't, and I just end up on my back right off the hill. But, you know, it happens.
One thing to note is if you do go on a tandem experience, tip your instructor.
Yeah, always.
Tip them what you can. If it's $5, it's $5. Give them something. You know, buy them some Red Bull. You know,
bring beer.
it'll mean a lot to them because, you know, you're giving your life in their hands. They're taking care of you. They're
still going
to
take care of you. They always will. But it's always nice, really, really appreciated. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like going to a restaurant. You know what I mean? Like, you should always tip your waiter.
Yeah, but your waiter doesn't, like, take care of you and, like, save your fucking life.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Your life does not depend on them. But when you're skydiving, like, they're doing everything to make sure you have a great time and they're safe about it and everything. So.
Yeah, and if you can't afford to tip, you can't. That's just how life is, you know. But if you can, just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, like, it's a good thing to do.
You're not going to regret it, especially if you get video as well. Tip your video instructor.
They'll appreciate it 100%.
That's one thing we want to talk about, video, cost of video.
Yep, video, if you're getting into even if it's just the tandems.
Yeah, we both got video on our first jump.
Yep.
I think it in that price range does depend from drop zones, different drop zones. It's kind of all over the place for videos, and it depends, you know, the quality of your video instructors. Here at the Chattanooga Skydiving Company, we have amazing video instructors.
Yeah, they're great.
They are doing great content. You are going to get, like, quality footage.
It's something that you'll be able to post on, you know, all your media sites. You can send to family and friends and whatnot, and it's so cool.
You'll get hundreds of pictures from your skydive. You're gonna get a full edited video.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's your music video. It's like a video.
Yeah, it's like your own music video.
Yeah, and it's all about you. And you know, the way the process works is they interview on the ground, they interview right when you get onto the plane, right at takeoff, halfway up, right when you go out the door, and then you get the whole skydive.
The whole free fall, and then under canopy, and then even when you land. And I always love what they do with the tandems here. They just, you know, whoever's doing the video, they'll land first to make sure, and then whoever you're tandeming with, they're so good about landing really close or right in front of whoever's doing the video, and it just makes for some awesome, awesome videos of your landings. It makes you
look like a badass. It does. It does. And you are a badass if you're doing
that. Hey, you did it. You passed the door monster, and you jumped from an airplane. You know, you skydived.
Yeah, one thing I really recommend, you went ahead and got hand cam. I got hand cam and outside video. That was something that was awesome.
So I kind of wish I would have got that, too.
The hand cam is nice, but I really recommend getting an outside flyer, especially if it's your first tandem and you have, like, no... you want to remember that. I watch my my first tandem experience, like, every now and again. I just kind of pull it up and watch it.
Yeah.
I like looking back on it. But if you were to just get the hand cam, that's cool. But the hand cam's nice because under canopy, you get the hand cam experience. So if you just get outside video, you're just going to get the free fall. But if you get the combination, we can do some really cool stuff with it. Yeah. We can edit back and forth between the videos. We can make it look seamless. And especially if you get an outside flyer, they're going to have fun with you. Your skydive is already going to be more fun. They're going to hold on to your hand. You're going to spin. You're going to get docks.
Doing, even, you know, for us as licensed skydivers, like, doing solos is great and it's fun. But jumping with other people is where the magic kind of happens. It's where the most fun is, where you're doing it all together. And when there's that extra person there, even as a tandem, like, you're jumping with somebody else. And it's kind of a cool bond, and it's different. It's a great experience.
Yeah, and for video, you can expect to pay, it depends the drop zone, like $100 to $200. And that's, you know.
But that's fully edited. That comes with all the pictures, the videos itself. And so you've got the hand cam, and you've got, you know, the outside perspective too, looking in.
And this isn't just like your phone camera. These are like quality video instructors. Yeah. You're getting a like really cinematographic experience.
Mm-hmm. And kind of to touch a little bit further on that, or go further with what we were talking about, if you sign up for like the full package. So in my experience, what I did is after I had done three tandems, and that's when my father and I decided to do the full package. Like, okay, we're going to become licensed skydivers. This is what we're going to do. It was somewhere right around $2,700, but that was for the 25 jumps and everything. And then
it includes pack jobs. It includes everything you need.
Yeah.
You're set.
Right. But on the opposite hand, if you weren't to do that, because a lot of people can't necessarily afford that right off the bat. So they'll pay, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to pay for my jump school, and I'm going to pay for the first two jumps or first three jumps or something like that. And it does cost more when you kind of pay per jump.
But, you know, if you have to do that, you have to do that. Yeah. You're still going to have an amazing experience.
You are.
Some people take, you know, 2 years to finish AFF.
That's true. To get their license. And even if you go on current, because when you don't have your license, you have to make a jump within every 30 days. Yes. If you don't, you become uncurrent. You do have to reset and do your last jump.
Yeah, and it's since you're not licensed, it's not like you can just go pick up at another drop zone.
Yeah.
You have to stay at your drop zone and finish, get to that A license.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's going to, you know, if you don't do the full package, like we talked about earlier, you're going to save a lot of money if you just get the whole package. And that's not necessarily feasible for everyone, but it's still possible. It just might take you a longer time to do it.
Yeah. And then one thing with that is if you don't get the package, you know, you have to do gear rentals. So gear rentals are going to be included in those packages. Gear rentals, it depends. Some places, you know, they do something like $60 or $70, and you get the whole rig for the whole day.
Right.
Some places, you might have to pay $30 per jump on that rig. Some places, it includes a pack job. Some places, it doesn't include a pack job.
It's different for every DZ.
It really is. But either way, you know, you can't really go wrong. There's ways, you know, we recommend that are a little better, but for your freedom and your liberation, you need to do what works for you.
Yeah, whatever works, but either way, no matter what the cost is, what you're going to get out of it as a person, it's honestly all worth it. However you can afford to do it, if you're getting into it and it's something, you know, you really feel passionate about, you know it's going to be something in your life or you want it in your life, it really... However you can afford it, just consistency. Keep doing it. You know, however you can afford it, get it. Even if it's just one jump, get it in, because it's all going to be worth it in the end. And you're going to appreciate it so much. And then whenever you get out of, so like for me, I paid for the whole package. I have my license now. You know, I've been jumping after that and I'm working on my B license already. And I've already done the water training for it. I've done the canopy. Actually, you and I did the canopy course together.
We did, yeah.
That was great.
B license. Yeah, and there's so many different ways to do that.
Yeah.
You know, you might have take an entire course, a canopy course, and it includes a water landing, the water training, or you might just, pay an AFFI who can just take you out and
sometimes. And that's it. You know what, when you're getting your license and you're getting more familiar with the DZ and the people around it, make friends with everyone. And it's going to happen anyways, just because that's how the community is. You're going to make friends regardless. But, you know, talk to for your A license, you're going to have to do a packing class.
Yes, you do.
Make friends with your packers and your riggers.
One of the things that we require at the Chattanooga Skydiving Company is that you have to jump before you get your A license, you have to jump one of your own pack jobs.
Yeah.
And that might be really scary for some people.
Everybody I've talked to was terrified to jump on their own rig for the first time, like their own pack job.
Yeah. I wasn't, but, you know, I'd been already packing and
yeah.
was working with riggers and stuff.
Right.
So I was very confident.
You had a little bit more of an advantage.
I did. Which, you know, that's an advantage of finding a drop zone that you might be able to work at if you can't afford it.
Jacob was talking about.
Out a way.
Yeah. Even if it's just on the weekends, you'll make a little bit of money, but the experience you'll get from it is going to be it's going to surpass whatever financial money you're getting from it.
Oh, especially as a college student, because, you know, it's not like, it's a trade.
Yeah.
It's a really
desired skill. Even if you have a normal
skill.
Job, you know what I mean? And you're not doing it. Say you have a regular 9-to-5 and you work during the week and on the weekends, you've got free time and want to do something, but skydiving is something you want to get into.
Yeah, you can make a couple hundred in a day just packing tandems, working your ass
right.
off.
Right, yeah. And it's not easy. Packing's hard. Jacob will tell you, I fucking hate packing.
Yeah, it's really hard and it's hard on your body.
It'll wear you out.
Yeah, I had to. I would get massages and I would get like chiropractory, just to help my body feel better if I was like really tired. Like, but that was after like packing like 40 rigs, including like student rigs and like tandems. But it pays really well. You know, you're doing a trade work, so you're getting paid like a trade.
As a packer, you are going to be needed anywhere you go in the world. If there's a DZ, no matter where it's at, they're going to need packers.
Yeah, especially if you're good and fast at it.
Right.
And that comes with time, with just practicing, but
But once you've got your A license, and, okay, so, you know, now you've done your whole package or whatever it is, you've paid for it, no matter how you did it, whether you paid up front for all of it or you paid, you know, as you went. And then once you've got that, you know, you're done, and now it's really you pay for the gear rentals each time you jump, you pay for each load. There's still ways to save money in doing it. So recently, at Chattanooga Skydiving Company, they offered 50 jump packages, and they offered
25 jump packages.
And even 100.
Yeah.
And so for me, I want to say it's $1,650 total for a 50 jump package.
That's 50 jumps.
That's
50 skydives.
That's a lot. And when you look at it realistically, that's like $31, $32.
Yeah, per skydive.
Per skydive.
And that's something else. Once you have your license, what's next? What's next on the expenses? You're gonna be.
You start wanting to look for your own rig.
You want to start looking for your own gear. The first thing you want to do. First thing I wanted to do was get a helmet.
Yeah.
I was still using the
the student helmets.
The student helmets with like the goggles. I wanted a closed face helmet.
Yep.
You go look that up.
Well, they're
brand
not
new.
Cheap.
They're not cheap.
They're minimum
cheap.
Like $400.
But that is again where you start building with the community. I went on Facebook Marketplace. You definitely want to go check out Facebook Marketplace, Facebook.
There's tons of forums for skydiving gear.
And where everyone's selling gear, and you'll get it for a good price.
You can.
I got a Cookie G3 helmet, great condition, for $150.
Oh, so that's awesome. So, and that's similar to mine. So around jump 17, I want to say, I seen on Facebook somebody was selling, it was a Cookie G3, came with the helmet. A bag, which was really nice.
Oh, that's cool.
A couple pairs of goggles and two altimeters. and there's a whole bunch of packing stuff in there. It came with a packing mat and came with a cool hat. And that was, it cost me $270.
Yeah.
But realistically, it's like I was going to spend $400 for a new helmet, and I just got the whole package for $270.
Yeah, and like, you know,
and altimeters aren't cheap either.
No, they aren't. Even the analog ones aren't really that cheap. To be honest, I haven't bought an altimeter.
Neither have I.
I haven't.
We're both still doing analog.
I'm still using analog, but most EZs, they either let you only like rent one for $5, or you just give them your ID and they'll let you use it for free. There's a lot of different ways to go about that, but that's something I'm going to be buying soon.
I'm going to get one of the new Vizio 2s or so.
I am thinking about going for an Aries 2. Well, I kind of want to get a few. I was looking at the Dekanus.
I haven't seen those.
Yeah, so I really like the ones that have like GPS. They have a lot of those navigation stuff. So it'll tell you the ground speed. When you're under canopy, it'll tell you the ground speed. A lot of them, you can like plug it in afterwards into Google Maps, and it will show you your exact fall calculation.
Really?
So like Aeon, A0N squared, they actually just came out with like Obsidian, Project Obsidian.
Okay.
So it's these shades that have like a Google Smart Glasses on one of them, and it looks, and it gives you the altimeter, gives you the altitude, the ground speed.
Like in front of you?
It looks like it's 10 feet away from you with the goggle, with the little shades on.
That's cool.
So it'll always be in front of you. Yeah, there's so many different ways to go about that.
And you can get the audible ones, too, that are in the helmet.
Yeah, and
they're going to be a bit more expensive.
Yeah, but, you know, it's worth it when you start getting into, like, free-flying and doing all of that.
Yeah, when you're doing formation jumps and hybrids and everything, it's like you're not necessarily so focused on what's going on your arm as you would, like, a normal altimeter.
Yeah,
it's
well...
It's nice to have it in your head.
A good one, track jumps.
Yeah.
I went on my pre-second track jump, and you can't... Your arms are, like, behind you, and they're to your back, so you have to either, like, look down to your left and kind of, like, sneak a peek at your arm, but if you're not very good yet, like me, that kind of makes you a little unstable.
Show off.
So it's hard, it's hard to see that altitude. Audible altimeter, there you go.
Yeah, it's right there.
Some of them are really funny. You can actually pre-program your, like, own noises into them. So generally how it works is you'll have, like, a... Oh, you're at 7,000 feet, you're at 6,000 feet, you should pull now, like, and they're just, like, little rings or whatever, but you can make your own program noises, like, mm-hmm. Fuck, you should have pulled by now. Stuff like that. So, you know, those are things you gotta look into. Biggest expense, the biggest cost, your rig.
Yeah, the rig, the container itself, and the canopies.
Let's break that apart. Like, what makes up a rig?
So... The rig itself, you've got your container. Then your container is going to hold your main canopy, and it's going to hold your reserve canopy. You've got your risers. It's going to have the line sets in there, and then you've got your pilot chutes. It's essentially your whole. It's your rig, man.
So it's just like the container is just the bag.
Right.
It's literally just a bag that holds it. And you know, I like to, for simplicity purposes, I like to think of a rig as four parts. I like to think of it as the container, the reserve, your main, and then your AAD. You know, there's all the little parts, like your risers or your pilot chute handle, and if you don't know what skydiving is, you don't know what those terms are, and that's fine, you don't need to. Just know the four parts.
Right.
Container,
you'll learn as you go.
Reserve, main, AAD, automated activation device. So if you hit a certain altitude, generally like 750 feet, going a certain speed... There's different settings on it. Basically, it just ensures that if you get knocked out or you're not conscious or anything like that,
And you don't pull your own chute, it's
actually just gonna cut your reserve line, the closing loop on that, mm-hmm. and which is gonna open your reserve.
Right.
And your reserve is made to open very fast.
Yeah, it's gonna save your life.
It takes
life.
About like 40. It opens in like 40 meters or less.
Yeah.
So, your container. Brand new.
Oh, man.
You're looking upwards of like 55, 4,500.
Yeah, minimum like $4,000 for a new rig, if not $5,000.
Minimum. And that, there you go. go on those Facebook marketplaces, Facebook environments. How much did you spend on your container and reserve?
Okay, so definitely as somebody who's still so new to the sport, what I was told by all my instructors and coaches is there's no reason to go out and buy a brand new rig because it's going to cost you upwards of $9,000-$10,000 for a brand new rig. What I did, I followed my coach's advices and I was like, I'm just going to get something used that I can get at least a few hundred jumps off of and save up some money so I can finally buy the container that I want, you know, get something custom that's just for me. So I went on Facebook Marketplace and was just looking, and then there was a guy who was selling. It's an older container and reserve. It's from 95. It's a Javelin. I want to say it's like a C3 or a C4.
I don't know Javelin very well, so I only know really Mirage.
I want to say it's a C4. It fits pretty decently. It's just a little snug, but you know, it's something that I'm going to be able to get easily 200 jumps out of. And for $900, I got the container, the handles, and the reserve with the reserve risers and
reserve.
Yeah. For $900. And that is...
That's a great deal.
That's dirt cheap when it comes to skydiving gear.
You did get something from the 90s.
Yeah, it's older, but it's still all in great condition.
Yeah, and now you said that, you know, there isn't a lot of reason to buy new rigs. I actually kind of disagree with that.
Okay.
I think there's great reason to buy new rigs because they don't go down in value.
They don't. They
really don't.
Containers and rigs, they all hold value super, super well.
So I bought a brand new Mirage G4.2 M2 container. Oh, it's beautiful. I love how it looks. Now, if I am to use that right now, if it's a 135 to 150, eventually when I'm downsizing, I might end up selling that container, keeping it. Now, it doesn't really go down in value. So, you know, you're paying that much to buy it. But you could sell it for almost the same price. You just go a little bit down. That rig is going to get lot of love from the next person.
Yeah, you're not going to lose really any money whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, they hold more value than, like, cars. It's almost like a house at that point.
It's an investment.
It is. It you aren't burning money. It is a actual, like, resource or tool that you are going to have that you could sell for quite a bit of money if you need to.
I mean, you got to keep, you know, you got to take care of it.
You do.
Especially if you're rough on it, like I have been. The rigs that I've been jumping, you know, there's a reason we're called the Splash Brothers, which we can get into a little bit later, but I tend to end up in the mud a little bit more than I should.
And then you have, like, the brush of shame, so you got to brush the mud off your rig.
Yeah.
So that's one reason maybe why if you get a brand new rig,
you'd be a little bit more cautious about it.
You might hurt it a little bit, and you might feel bad about it, but, then, you know, that's the container.
Canopies.
Let's look at canopies. Yeah, let's talk about...
talk about the one. So you got a reserve recently, and... you got a main, and you're looking for your reserve, right?
Yeah, sort of. So I have a... I'm working with someone right now. I'm buying a 126. I don't remember what it is, but it's just a 126 reserve. I'm getting a good deal on it because I know the person, but you can do that. You can get really good deals. The person I'm getting it from is a rigger, so I'm getting a deal where he's not only am I buying it from him, but he's also installing it, doing the reserve pack job, and he's going to put the main that I'm going to be trying out.
He's going to put it in too?
Yeah. That's not that much work. I could put on a main myself. It's not too hard.
Right.
But, you know, those are things that you'll have to think about. If you buy a new reserve, there's a lot of different prices, lots of different kinds. You're looking from around, like, brand new for a reserve, 15 to 3,000, somewhere in that range, $1,500 to $3,000.
Yeah. But you also have to think about, like, for a reserve, depending on how many cutaways you do, reserves should never really go down in value because they're not really ever getting used. They have to get repacked, of course, every 180 days.
Yep.
But there's so minimal wear on it, on the line set, on the canopy itself.
Yeah, you might be able to buy a 20-year-old Reserve that's only been ridden once. Or you might be able to buy a 20-year-old Reserve that's never been ridden.
Well, it's like my Reserve. I don't know if it's ever been ridden, but it's, we're going on almost 30 years. And it's still, I had Farrell look over it, and he's like, it's in great condition. The line set's still really good. The fabric's all in great shape. This is, it's a good Reserve.
Yeah. Now, mains are a little different. You have to approach those a little differently. Those are used every fucking day. Yeah. You're using that all the time. So it's going to be, the wear is different.
And it depends on the flyer that you are, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it really does.
You might want a more docile one. Or you might want more aggressive one. I know you are really big into getting a more aggressive one. I'm kind of something more in moderation.
You know, I don't like... I'm not a big fan of saber-tooths. Everybody likes the saber-tooths. I hate the saber-tooths. I'm a bit more of the Icarus S-Fires or the Sapphire 2s mm-hmm. or the Sapphire 3s. I'm buying, hopefully, a 2018 Dom Sapphire 3. 150, 149.
And I'm the opposite. I love Saber 2. That's what I've been flying recently. And that's what I'm looking to get is a Saber 2 190.
Yeah, and let's look at the prices on those. Brand new, you gotta expect to pay like almost like $3,000.
Yeah.
With like fees and taxes and everything included. Right. Shipping.
And it depends on if how custom you're wanting it too, you know.
Oh, you can go crazy. Yeah. You can pay like $6,000. You can get your like custom pictures on it.
Yeah, if you're getting the standard one though, you know, you're looking at 3 to 35, kind of depending on what you're wanting to do.
Yeah, it depends. But and then you go on those Facebook groups.
Yeah.
You could probably find a Saber 2 with like, you know, like 500 jumps. Maybe needs a new line set soon for like 1,100, 1,200.
I wish I could find one like that.
Yeah, they really depend the price and how good they've been taken care of. So like,
right. Most of the ones that I've been seeing, because I've been actively searching for those, for the Saber 2s, are the ones, the prices I've seen are generally between like $1,500 and $2,000. And most of those have at least like 200 jumps on them. So some of them are still fairly new. Some of them have more like 6 to 8, but they all still kind of seem to range between that $15,000 to $2,000 mark.
Yeah. And I mean, you can even go for like a Saber one. You could go for like, I was looking at a Sapphire one, 129. It was $300. Now it needs a new line set. New line sets are around like $300 to $400.
Right, and if you're not putting in your own line set, which most likely you're not,
you gotta be paying a rigger along with that.
And what does that normally cost?
That really just depends from rare. You know, if you know somebody and they're already maybe doing a Reserve pack for you, you can work those kind of things out per person. Right. But you might be expecting to spend like $100 to $200.
Yeah.
To get that new line set installed. So, you know, that's a $300 canopy, but then it almost is almost like $700, $800, $900.
Which still, if you're going to be getting several hundred jumps out of it, realistically, is not a bad price.
Yeah, but then at that point, you know, you might want to just go with a Sapphire 2 that's $1,200 that has already its line set. It has a lot more life left to that canopy. Yeah. Those are all things you have to consider.
Right. Yeah, realistically, if you're looking at a new canopy, you're going to be spending somewhere minimum, if you're getting your basic standard stuff, it's going to be around $3,000.
Yeah, let's look at AADs.
AADs, yeah, go for it.
Automated activation devices. So
there's several different brands.
There is. There's like Cypress, you got Mars. Yep. I actually went with the Mars M2.
I'm still looking for mine. Yeah. Casey, if you got one out there, let me know.
I actually got my... mine is brand new. I think it has less than a year of use. I got it for way less than a year of use. So it has a full lifetime to it. I got it for $900. That's a good deal.
That's really good.
But you might be looking at Cypresses. They have like a certain lifetime to them. Yeah.
And the Cypresses, you have to get checked. Really, right? They have to be sent in.
Not anymore. You can if you... They used to. Like, that used to be... You have to. And you still recommend that, but I went with a Mars M2, so I don't have to send it in. But mm-hmm. that, you know, some people might not think that's...
That's kind of what I was looking to do, is get a Mars.
Yeah, because it's cheap, but it's really good, reliable. I actually... I really like the symbols. So the way you turn on an AAD is you click the button, and then you see a symbol, and then you click it again, and you see the symbol, and you click, and you do that like four times. And then it'll say
pro.
And then it'll say pro and calculating, but like different ones do different things. So like the Mars is like arrows pointing at each other. They all basically serve the same purpose, which is just saving your life if you ever need it. Some people jump without AEDs.
You don't need one.
It's not a required tool.
Once you become a licensed skydiver, it's not illegal to not have one. Don't have to have one.
You don't.
But it's recommended. Not everybody jumps with one.
Yeah, I've jumped a rig that did not have an AED once.
Still here.
Yeah. I'm not gonna jump my own rig, and like I want an AED.
Yeah, and I want one too.
And I have one, so you know.
And realistically, for a new one, you're gonna be, and it really doesn't. For each brand, they differ a little bit. It's gonna be the matter of a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, so but, like you know, and it depends on the year. So you if you don't have any money, you're like, oh God, I have no money to spend. You can go out and get like a $900 container and reserve, like Kyler did, and you could probably find an AAD that has like a year left for $100.
Yeah,
and there you go.
Right,
you get that installed in there, and then all you have to do is think of a main. Oh, there. What do I need? I can get a Sapphire 129.
Right.
You know, you're probably not going to get something that small. I only weigh 120 pounds, but you can find some stuff for pretty cheap. So you could easily, put a rig together for around $2,000 or less.
Yeah, I'm trying to put my whole rig together for less than $3,000 for my first rig.
Yeah, and I know people who also spent $10,000 on their first rig.
Right. It's all the matter of what you really want to put into it and how you feel. Because a lot of people are totally, you know, if you have the money and you want to and you want to go completely custom with it and get your first rig and just have everything brand new and start fresh, totally, totally get it.
And it feels nice. I like the nice newness of it. So one thing is, like, when you get into packing, if you buy a new, main, that's going to be a fucker to pack.
It's crispy. They're crisp.
They want to suck in air.
Yeah. They're much harder to pack.
But if you buy a canopy that has, like, a 400, 800 jumps, that's going to be really easy to pack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they tend to fold a lot better.
Yeah, they kind of fold themselves at that point. Those are just things you need to think about. You need to weigh the cost. For me, I like having the newer stuff. I'm okay spending that much more if it means that I'm going to be able to sell it for pretty much about what I got it for.
It's an investment.
And then I'll be able to use that money. That money will stay with me, and I'll just put that money into another new rig.
Right. I'm kind of the opposite way. I'm wanting to try to get into it for just as cheap as I can right now. It's like I'm going to get a rig that's just going to last me a little while. That way I can save up some money on the side and get what I really want a little bit later.
Yeah.
And it's all the matter of how you want to start once you've gotten into skydiving. What is it that's financially best for you and just personally best for you? What makes you feel the best while you're jumping?
Total cost of your rig. You're going to be expecting to pay like that $2,000 to $10,000.
Yeah. Low end, you're looking at $2,000 to $3,000 for some used stuff. High end, you're getting everything brand new. You're looking at $9,000 to $10,000.
Yep. And those are all things you have to think about.
Right.
So, in total, you know, you got to think about your first tandem. You got to think about AFF costs.
Yep.
You got to think about the full A license, getting your A license. Any additional training you're going to do. So if you want to get a packing class, that might cost a little bit of money sometimes.
And then you got your, you know, if you're going for your B license too, you've got your water training, you've got your canopy course. Those all are going to be,
you know,
additional charges.
They're like $50 to $100 per thing.
Course.
But maybe that's not something you need. Maybe you only want to just get your A license so you can just jump in a lot of drop zones, and that might be good enough for you. Not everybody needs to go up and get their B, their C, their D, their tandem rating, all their coach rating. Those aren't, you know, things that you might need. You might just want to get into the sport, just have fun and jump, and there you go. And once you do that, you have your rig and you have your A license, you are set for life, and you're paying like $30 to jump out of a fucking airplane.
Whenever you want. Yeah. And so for the price,
wherever you want.
Well, yeah, wherever you want. And so realistically, for the price of what it's going to do for you as a person and how it's going to make you feel, I think both of us would totally agree that it's worth it.
Yeah. And you know, it's a bit alternative. You have to think about, like, what are you spending your money on right now to make yourself feel free or make yourself feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Like, what maybe could you cut down on, like, so that you could afford skydiving? Or well, maybe you can go work at a DZ and pay it all off by packing tandems in one summer.
Right.
You could really get yourself set up.
No, I totally agree, and I think that's probably a good stopping point. So we're going to do a shout out real quick.
I think this is going to be a regular occurrence. So if you are ever interested in getting your channel shouted out, just send us a message.
We'll hit us up.
But I want to shout out to Marcos. He's a good friend. I met him last summer. He actually recorded my first AFF Cat A jump. He is an amazing videographer. He is a packer, a skydiver. He does camera. He's a instructor. He does tandems. He's chucking drogues. He does amazing stuff. If you want to check him out, his Instagram is Marcos Fabro, MarcosFabbro. And that is MarcosFabbro. Amazing content. Really funny and really cool guy. From Argentina.
Heck yeah.
Check him out.
Heck yeah. And on that note, guys, we want to thank you again for listening to our podcast, Skydive Liberation, brought to you by Kyler.
And Jacob Patty.
We're here with Drew Beach, and we want to thank you again. Come jump with us sometime. Again, we're here at Chattanooga Skydiving Company. Come jump with us anytime. Hit us up, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Yeah. Love you guys.